Blackstone Audio presents The Rising Sun, The Decline and Fall of the Japanese Empire, 1936 to 1945, by John Toland. This book is read by Tom Weiner. To Orie and Tokiji Matsumura and Paul R. Reynolds. Part 1. The Roots of War. 1. Geikoku-jo. 1. The sky over Tokyo on the afternoon of February 25th, 1936, was dark and foreboding. A thick blanket of snow already covered the city, and there was threat of more to come. 3 nights earlier, more than a foot had fallen, breaking a record of 54 years, and causing such a traffic snarl that some theaters had to be turned into temporary hotels for audiences unable to get home. Even under its white cloak of snow, Tokyo looked almost as Western as Oriental. Japan had left much of its feudal past behind to become, by far, the most progressive, westernized nation of Asia. A few hundred yards from the Imperial Palace, with its traditional tile roof, was a modern four-story concrete building, the Imperial Household Ministry, where all court business was conducted, and the emperor's offices were located. Just outside the ancient stone walls and moat surrounding the spacious palace grounds was the same mélange of east and west, a long line of modern structures, including the Imperial Theater and the Daiichi Building, as occidental as the skyline of Chicago, while a few blocks away, in narrow cobblestone streets, were row upon row of geisha houses, sushi stands and kimono stores, and assorted little ramshackle shops.